Hello?
Hello. Hey, this is Greta. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. How's the day going today?
So far, so good. I was sending you an email, but I know it's a little bit late. I was going to see if there is any change, if you can send me the site, but I haven't seen any email from you.
Sure. But unfortunately, due to the weekend, we are still working on your site. The products is updated, like the customized t-shirts are updated there, but it's not in the way which looks professional. So this is why I have my developer to get that fixed for you. So you can just have a look. You can just have a look on the pricing, the placement for it. But Ellie said we are still working on it, so we will fix it.
So if there's nothing new I can see, is that what you say?
Regarding the customized t-shirts which we created,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are still working on it. Hope today's day end from today. Yeah, today's day end. We are about to complete the job. So before left for the day, I will send you the updated link so you can have a look. And then till tomorrow, then we will going to review it again.
Okay, so let's just make sure that's ready, and then you said you'll send me the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we can be able to see the whole thing.
May I know the prices for the t-shirts?
I'm just thinking 20.
20. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But I'm just still concerned about the material, since I don't know what kind you guys are using.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you remember, I was asking you if I can have a tag with my brand name on the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You said you can be able to do that, right?
Tag for
you make sure that
tag
we'll
is
have
basically
a tag
your logo.
Under the shirt.
Under the shirt.
Well, with the back, when we have a tag, we can put a tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
I went with the name of the brand. It should be that name.
Okay. Okay, so you can send me a logo. Then we can do that.
We can work on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't done with my logo yet, but I'll send you the one I have it when we finish now talking. So my concern now is since that picture is not developed yet, I was thinking we can just put whatever to eliminate that dummy picture, the one we have in there, so I can be able to make it ready. Is that possible, or what do we do?
Yeah, like as you said, you want to use your logo at the back of the t-shirt, so you can just send me the logo after the call, so I can go ahead and have that embedded at the back of your t-shirt as well.
Yeah, that we already talked. What I'm talking about in general, you remember the picture I was expecting? It's not ready yet. So for me to launch this site, do you think I can just pick whatever picture and we can replace that picture, the original whatever you had in there, or can we eliminate those pictures?
Yeah, like we can just use the other pictures as well instead of the ones which you wanted to replace. In the future, you have the access, so you can do it to your own as well, too.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Whenever it's ready, then I can be able to do that. And then the other assignment I was giving you was you were supposed to find out about Amazon, and you never get back to me about that. I know it's a holiday link on it. For the payment and everything.
So basically, you're looking to taking the payments with the Amazon merchant, right?
Yeah. If I can do that with
them,
then I
don't. Just give me a quick second. Let me just confirm you right now. Yep. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've just discussed with my developer about getting the Amazon merchant to be on your website. Yeah, this can be done.
Not in my website. Yeah, in my website. But let's say I am browsing, somebody's browsing in my website and they want to purchase the item. If that, when they click, I want the merchant will be in Amazon, then the shipping will be on me. You know what I mean?
Like, okay, so basically you want your website to be on Amazon platform. Or do you only just want to use the payment merchant?
Linked. Yes, yes. I was thinking with them or with Shopify. I'm going to find out with Shopify, and then you find out for me with Amazon. Then we can take care of that part. You know what I mean? That
like
way, whoever is going to purchase.
Why do you want to go to Shopify?
Well, either or, Amazon or Shopify, it doesn't matter, whichever. But because for now, since no one knows my site, I want to link it with them. You know what I mean? So that way I can be able, a lot of people can view it for now. Once I finish, maybe I can be able to terminate my agreement with them. But for at the time being, I want to, like, when someone is linking my, if they go to Amazon, I want them to see my product in there. So
Great. Yeah, I said we can do it, but as you're saying, you want to use the Shopify, but Shopify has some limitations.
I'm just saying Amazon or Shopify. I'm not saying, like, exactly only Shopify.
I can just confirm this with my developer. Just give me a quick second. Okay? Okay, so there.
Mhm.
Yeah, I've just confirmed with my developer. You're able to use Amazon products to be on your website for sale, and once someone is willing to purchase it, then click on any of the products. So then it takes a person to the Amazon platform to make the payment. If you are using the Amazon products, and however, if you want to use your products to be on Shopify platform, on Amazon platform, this is not possible.
Possible or impossible?
Impossible.
Possible, right?
This is not possible.
Impossible?
Yeah. To use your products.
Why?
Amazon. Because Amazon allowed their products to sell on other platforms, like on your website or any other website as well. But they are not allowing you to use your product on Amazon platform. Yeah, and how?
Why not? I mean, a lot of merchants, a lot of, like, people selling their product on Amazon. I mean, I can go directly and then find out, but I was just thinking.
You can just sell your products individually. Like, you can just upload it on Amazon. And however, we can talk about to post your website on Amazon. It's something which is different. You can just upload the product individually on Amazon. Like, let's say you're adding up the T-shirt for sale on $20 on Amazon, so you can just upload it to your own. Like, you're using their platform. That is not your platform. And however, the concern is for taking the payment through the Amazon merchant. So, yeah, we can go with and integrate your Amazon merchant to your website. So whenever someone purchases the product from you, so the merchant is from the Amazon.
So do you find out the cost as well?
Yeah, like as I told you, we already had a discussion about this. The payment integration is something which is extra. And as well as to integrating your payment merchant, we need to purchase the plugin, which is basically going to help us to connect your merchant with your website. So whenever someone pays you the amount, then your amount will be directly reflected into your account, and as well as you will be getting a notification on your email, whatever the email you are using at that time to get the notification. So you will be getting the notification on your email that this amount is for this product is received on your account. So this is basically the whole process to integrate the merchant.
I know, but my question, that we discussed already, but my question for you was, it's because I'm using Amazon merchant. Do you find out how much would it cost for me? Because I'm using them, so they will cost me. It cost me. So do you find out that? That's what I was saying.
You can just give me a quick second so I can just have a look and let you know the pricing for it. However, why you are only using the Amazon? Why don't you go for multiple options like for MasterCard, Visa card, and American Express, and also whenever someone visits your website and if they have the gift card as well, so they can just pay you with the gift card as well.
That's what I was thinking. It's not only Amazon. What I was saying is whatever they're going to purchase with, whatever credit card, but I want the merchant will be through Amazon. The payment will be processed in Amazon. That's what I was saying. Because I have to find out again, but I had a friend of mine. She's using her own website, and she also has Shopify. She's not handling the payment. They are handling it for her. So that's what I want someone to handle for me, the payment. That's what I was asking.
May I know the name of your friend domain name so I can just review their website?
Let me see if I can get it now.
Sure.
Give me a minute. Where is she? You just have to go to her website to see, I think, how it takes you there.
You can just tell me the domain so I can just review it, what kind of payment merchant he and she is using. So I have a better idea for it.
Hold on, let me see if I can be able to get it. Where is it? She sent me one, but I don't see it right now. Hold on.
Take your time. No worries about it.
Or I can ask her the detail.
You can just ask her for the name. You can just ask for the name of domain.
Should have it because I was going to give it to you to look at it, so I should have it somewhere. I see.
What cheap is she selling?
She's selling similar to my product, but a little different. And she also sells T-shirts, hats, and things like that. That's what she does.
Okay. So why don't you guys use the one platform for all the products? Why don't you guys collaborating with your products?
I haven't asked her. That didn't come to my mind.
Because you guys can just maintain the cost.
Okay, let me give you. Okay, hold on. Yeah, that's a good idea.
The name of the domain is easy.
W-O-R-K
work?
Yeah, like that. In no space, UTEZERA.com. Can you tell me if we are in the right?
Workgujarat.com. Is it possible? Can you send me the name on text? You can just send me the name on text so I can just take it from there.
Which number are you using? The
you can use
408?
The number which I am responding with you.
Well, because you calling me with the 800 number right now, so I wasn't even going to answer you because it was something new.
No,
I'm like,
not,
who's that?
My company's number. And the number which we are using.
So shall I send it with the 408 or 941?
You can
which
send
one?
Because I have on 408.
Okay.
You have my number. You didn't save my number yet?
I do, but I have different number as well with your name, 494 something.
I think you forget
me. Now you're calling me 877.
Now, I used to talk over the phone with the company's number because our call was recorded, or every call needs to be recorded, so this is why my management prefers and instructs me to use the...
Did you get it now?
Let me just refresh. It's wordtezera.com. Okay, got you. Let me just pull this up.
You, right? You first. W R K U T T S N T O M E Z E R A.
Oh, the same product. Ethiopian something.
Yeah, something
about
like
the
that,
founder.
Yeah.
My name is Nan M. Originally from Ethiopia and has made. Okay, let me just check this.
So
product.
If you click, yeah, go ahead and.
Oh, seems like the same product of yours. I would recommend you to just collaborate with them. So you guys just create a separate section for this. Okay, let me just.
Well, we'll think about it, but no, not for now. So.
So is she getting sales?
She may. Yeah, she does. But she Shopify is the one that's going to take care for her, the merchant. That's what I was asking you. How come we cannot link? I know they have their own platform in Shopify, but that she does have her own website as well. So I don't understand how it works for her.
Just give me a quick second. Let me just show this website to my manager so he can just basically guide me more.
Okay.
Okay, so are you there with me?
Yes.
Okay, so I've just checked. The merchant which you are seeing on your friend website is from the Shopify, and however, your website is on WordPress, so definitely we are not able to use the Shopify merchant. But however, as you said, you want to use, instead of the Shopify, you can use the Amazon just to take care of your payments to Amazon merchant. So definitely we can go ahead and integrate your Amazon merchant. So to integrating
is this because your company cannot use, or is this because I don't understand when you said we cannot, is that means with your company you're talking about, or what is that?
Shopify and WordPress are two separate platforms, right?
Yeah,
just give me a quick. Okay, so with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great, great. So let me explain to you, the Shopify is the separate platform, WordPress is the separate platform, Amazon is the separate platform. And every platform has their own limitations, own requirements. And we are working on your website is on the WordPress platform. We also do work on Shopify as well, but according to our initial conversation, you're looking the website over the WordPress platform, and now your website is in WordPress, so Shopify does not allow their users to use their merchant to any other platform, let's say on WordPress. And if we can talk about the merchant for the Amazon, Amazon should allow the people to use their merchant to any of the platform. Did you understand?
Kind of, but I'm confused as well, because if that's happening, why is she then be able to do it?
Shouldn't be. It's not, I'm saying we are not able to do it. I'm saying your website is made on WordPress. Shopify is a different platform.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, so we need to move your website on Shopify. We need to upgrade your platform or switch your platform to Shopify instead of the
mm-hmm.
WordPress one. This is the thing. We also do work on Shopify. If you say, so we can go
okay.
and switch your website to Shopify, and as well as going to use your
mm-hmm.
merchant, which is provided by Shopify. We can do anything.
So
here.
Just only the platform will
yeah.
change.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all it is.
Okay.
So is that going to take another time to do that?
Yeah, definitely. This is specifically taking our development hours, because we
mm-hmm.
spend time on your website on WordPress platform, creating the backend
yeah.
and all the things for you and putting out the product. But if you're moving
mm-hmm.
your website to Shopify platform, so we just need to move the products along with the content and place the design again for you, because Shopify has the theme-based design, right? So if we are using the theme, so definitely we need to design it. And once you approve the design of the theme on Shopify platform, then we can go in and place your products along with the prices, along with the content, which is provided by us. And however, your wish is to use the Shopify merchant, so you are able to use it.
Okay. But then without the Shopify, we can go with Amazon side, right? With
yeah.
Amazon, but clients, they can be able to use any card with Amazon, like
yeah,
through Amazon. That's what I'm talking about.
They can use
okay.
American Express. They can use MasterCard. They can use Visa card. They
yeah,
can use
any.
Uh-huh.
Any. Just like they're purchasing in from Amazon. The only
yeah.
thing I will ship for them, and
mm-hmm.
Amazon will notify me,
and
right, when they purchase.
And for the shipping, we will be using the Printify and Printful, which is basically providing you the services for the shipping. Whenever someone purchases the order from you, so automatically the shipping cost will be added to the actual cost of the product. So let's say if the actual cost of the product is $250 and the shipping cost is $16 or $20, so on top of $250, the $20 will be automatically added into the cart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's say
I was for the shipping. I was going to offer, there is no other alternate, like offering them, if it's this much, it will be free shipping or something like that. They should have that too, right?
Free shipping is for some particular amount of product. Let's say if someone purchasing the product from you over $250, so you can just put the banner or something on top of your website. That
yeah, something like that.
Free shipping
mm-hmm.
over $250 purchasing. Something you can just post on your top of on the top of your website.
Okay. So, okay, we can go with that. So for now, I mean, we're going to hold it anyway. We're not going to loop it now with Amazon, right? That's at the end, right? That will be at the end process.
Like if we can talk about the merchant, it's not the end, because we need to set up a merchant for you. You need to create an account. You just need to provide us with the credentials. Then we can go ahead and create the backend for you, where you can basically see the transactions of your people. And as well as I said, we need to purchase the plugin, the third-party plugin, which is basically going to help us to connect your Amazon merchant to your website. And as I said, whenever someone purchases the product from you, so your email address will be connected with that merchant. And whenever you receive an amount, so your email address will be getting a notification with the email that you're
yeah.
receiving this amount for this particular product. So this is something, this is
yeah.
the whole process which I am explaining you. So this is going to take
mm-hmm.
time to creating the things for you. So the work is
okay.
from your side
okay.
is to create an account on Amazon and provide us with the details. Otherwise, everything is taken care by us.
Okay. We'll do that, but maybe by Friday. Is that okay?
Let me just have a look on the pricing.
I need to create and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you the cost for it, and then we can move from there.
I can ask them too, right? I can reach out to them as well, I guess, right?
Sorry?
Amazon. For Amazon, I can be able to reach out to them and see how much it costs too, right?
Yeah, like they're not going to charge you for anything. Because you're using their merchant to taking the payment. So definitely they will going to take the transition fee on that, on every
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the one I was talking about. Yeah.
Transaction fee is taken care by the Amazon, but to integrating the merchant on your website, is this something which is provided by us? To connect your merchant, which is provided by the Amazon, we need to purchase a plugin for you. So the transaction fee is given by to Amazon, and the integration fee is from our side.
I don't get it. Okay, whatever. I need to find out, because what I'm saying is, like, if I'm using their merchant, of course they need to charge me a transaction fee or a service fee or whatever. I need to find out that first before I go further to do that.
They,
you know what I mean? Or else I would just...
Let me explain it. They're going to charge you on transactions. This is the service fee of Amazon. But to adding the Amazon merchant on your website, as I said, to integrating that merchant on your website, which is basically happen with the help of the plugin, the paid plugin, which is help us to use that platform, or the merchant on your website with the help of that paid plugin. So once your merchant has been integrated on your website, so there is no cost on monthly or any transaction fee for it. And the only thing which you need to pay to Amazon on the transaction, whatever it is, like, it seems it's something like $2 or $3 on transaction something.
Okay.
You got it now?
Kind of. Okay.
We'll
talk this. I need to really go ahead and find out and read it and everything.
Sure,
yes,
sure.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But my thing is, like, what I'm confusing is, like, with you is, like, I know you're developing my website. I know that. And I know you're trying to connect all the stuff, what I need, like, you know, the payment and everything. I know that. But other than that, what's your service for me? Other
we
than all what are you talking about?
Connecting, like integrating your Amazon merchant on your website, and how this happened with the paid plugin. Okay, we need to create or purchase the custom plugin for you, which is basically the third party plugin, which is connect your Amazon merchant with your website. So whenever your merchant is connected with your website, so whenever someone pays you the amount, then you can get everything on Amazon automatically, like the amount will be reflected automatically on Amazon account, and as well as the email address which you are going to use to get the notification, you will be getting the notification on your particular email. So I'm just saying the cost which you need to pay us, that is for the plugin, which is the third party plugin.
Yeah, I got that part. Can I just connect with them too? Is that cost me more? Because I'm trying to cut the cost. Because you guys are asking, whatever you're asking me, the price is a little higher. Whenever I look and Google and figure it out, it's different price I'm paying. So I wanted to make sure, if I connect Amazon myself, can I do that, or it has to be through you?
If you know how to do it, so definitely you can.
Well, of course, it's just you can learn it. You can talk about it. I mean, you can, once I know my website's ready, because you start developing, creating your own. I just want it professional. That's what I come to you. But I was just creating even myself with a Shopify at the beginning, I told you, right? The 14 days they give you first. I develop my website, everything, and then I stop it right there, and then I come to you. But in between us, like, there is a cost always is higher. You know, when I buy the domain, it's expensive. And now you're asking me the other day, what was that I bought? You remember? Yeah. We purchased it a long time ago, right? When we start, we purchased that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was that I purchased the other day? You're telling me that protects my
security.
The people who's buying the security, whatever, that's another cost that was high. Whenever I go and look for it, it's different, and you guys are charging it different.
I can send you the screenshot of the cost, what other people are offering for
it. I believe you. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, but when you go online and then you check it, it's different too. it's less. So I just want to make sure I won't be charged higher for that. So anyway, even if it's Amazon, I don't recall now. I have to go back and check. What I'm saying is, like, whether we go to Amazon or whether I just do it on my website, I'm going to need the plugin too for the payment, no matter what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it different?
Like, it's up to you. If you know how to integrate it, so you can do it to your own as well.
No. Even if you do it, my question, I guess you misunderstand me. My question for you is, like, let's say the website's ready now. We're just going to set up the payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't set up that part. We just have to pay for that part, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the plugin for Amazon, is it the same as that one? Or for the future, if I don't use Amazon, then I'm going to pay another.
If you're talking about the plugin that the Amazon is going to provide you with the plugin, Amazon does not, because Amazon just providing you the merchant. They're not providing you the services to integrate it on the other website. They're just giving you their merchant to use it for transactions, and this is what for they are charging you, the transaction fee on that, okay? And what I am giving you, because we are the one who is developing your website, creating things for you. So we are the one who is creating the custom plugin for you, which will basically help you, your website, your payment merchant, to take the payments easily through your website.
Okay, you answered me now. That was my question for you. Even if I don't use Amazon for the future, if I just use it for my website, that plugin, not the plugin only, but the payment setup, will help me for my website. That's what I was asking you. But then you answer, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Then we'll talk about this Friday. Let's make an appointment maybe in the morning.
Okay.
Let's not make it way late at this time. Can we talk after? Because you said your developer is going to put the shirt in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to send me tonight, you said? To this afternoon? Well, this afternoon already, anyway.
Before Dan.
Okay. So once we know that, the only thing left is those dummy picture need to be replaced. So if I don't get the picture by Friday, I'm just going to pick whatever we have and then we're going to put it right there. You're just going to replace it for me. So maybe next week that everything will be ready for me, right?
Yeah. Like if you can talk about the T-shirts, so the T-shirts will be ready today for you before the day ends.
Yeah, the T-shirt, yes, but we still have to work on the website. You remember we have maybe 3, 4, 5 pictures need to be replaced, right?
Yeah.
With those dummy pictures.
The replacing of pictures is not going to take time. Whenever you have time, like on Friday or Monday, we can just help each other with the Zoom and just make the changes right away, like replacing the pictures right away for you at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I don't get the pictures by Friday, I'm going to pick whatever we have there and we can replace it in that plane. And then later on when I get the picture, I can replace it myself.
Yeah.
We can forward.
Yeah.
So from me, you're going to need now what? You're going to need the logo, you said? You haven't done the logo.
Yeah.
And you guys haven't put the content on about the refund policy. I didn't see that in there.
If you can send me a requirements like the refund policy or privacy
mm-hmm.
policy or FAQs, which you need it to be on your website, you can just send
mm-hmm.
me an email so I can just have my content writers to write it.
Okay, but all those were supposed to be, you remember when they developed the content, all of them, they were supposed to complete all those stuff. You told me yes, they will do it. Now I have to send it myself.
No, like what's your requirements? Like
the idea, right? The idea, what I need to be done. Okay, I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna send you that.
You're the one who is owning the business. So definitely, you have your own.
Yeah, I know.
You're just exchanging the products for like the time duration of 10 days only. And if someone is using the
that I'm gonna send you. So I'm going to say, is there a form you're going to send me I need to fill for you, or I'm just going to send an email?
You can just mention in the email terms and condition mine is here, FAQs is here,
mm-hmm.
Privacy policies of mine is here.
And then you guys can
just,
content writing down.
We can just proofread it for you, and if is there anything which needs to edit, so
change,
we can replace, add, or comment on that.
Okay, then today I'm going to send you the logo. I'm going to send you the privacy policy and also the return and refund policy. I'm going to send you the idea, and then they can work on that tomorrow, and by Friday maybe we can talk about it.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Are you going to like have works with Amazon for the merchant, or?
Yeah, I'm just putting it in that the back of my idea. I mean, mind, and either or. We can just set it up in my website, or we can go to Amazon. For me, for now, at the moment, that's what I want. I want Amazon to take care of the payment for me. Yes. So you can tell me how much will cost. Let me know by Friday, and then we'll go from there.
If I can tell you now, so that would be great, because I do have an Easter discount coupons, which if I can apply on your service, so the actual cost will be reduced down with the actual
If
cost.
It is expensive, I'm going to decline it. So tell me how much
not,
is it.
It's not. Like, you can tell me, like, how much you're able to afford for it, how much you are thinking the cost would be like this for it.
No, I have to go and Google and find out what is the cost first. But I know you guys are expensive, but if it's expensive, I may decline it. And then I'll set up.
Expensive.
If it's set up,
but we're reliable. You have someone who
How much is
call.
It? Tell me.
Oh, let me just see.
Tell me first.
Just give me a quick second. Okay, so are you there? So I've just checked the cost for integrating your merchant on your website. We normally charge like $599, but as I said, I do have the Easter discounts coupon, so after applying the coupon, I can go ahead and get this thing done for you for the lifetime in just $450.
That's too expensive.
It's not like you can just Google it, and as well as if you can talk about the...
No, I'm not going to Google it. I have friends who have business, so I'm going to see how it works, and then I'll get back to you, because it's a little bit high. Like I told you, I've been, like, doing expenses. I'm not... It's
just
not even set up yet, and I'm just spending so much money.
Expense for your website.
Huh?
This is going to be the last expense.
Say it again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
I'm saying this is going to be the last expense of your website, and then we are good with it. You have the website, you have the customized t-shirts, so you have everything. And this is going to be the last fee for this website. And like Ellie said, till today's day end, we will go ahead and upload the t-shirts there. And so on Friday, we will just discuss the website, replacing the pictures, and then we are good with it.
Okay, we'll talk about this Friday. I will make a decision by Friday, okay? I'm not going to decide today. Yeah,
Sure.
because this is something we just talk about it, so I'll let you know by Friday and then we'll go from
But
there.
this is something, the cost which I told you, the actual cost of this is $5.99. But after
Yeah,
applying,
you told me that, yeah.
cost
Yeah.
is for you, is for today, is $450. So
Yeah. Okay.
if you can tell me today, so definitely you will be
Not
saving your
today. I'm not gonna tell you right away right now. I'm not.
time for
I'm just
today's
gonna
price.
let you know by Friday. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know. I'll discuss this and then I'll let you know. By Friday or by tomorrow. I'll let you know by tomorrow. Even
Okay.
if
Okay,
I make a
great.
decision,
Yep,
okay?
sure.
All
Sure.
right. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye bye.
So I will expect your email tonight with the
Yep.
t-shirt. It's
Yep, definitely.
loaded, okay? All right.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye.